Anyway, let's talk tech now. Fevzi Turkout from GadgetDetective.com is back with us in a moment. So we're going to hear about your gadget of the week. Before we go any further, though, Fevzi, quite frankly, I need to know what you've had for lunch, because the last time we spoke, you'd consumed near on an entire chocolate gâteau, I seem to recall. So what's on the menu this week?
Well, that was breakfast. So,
you're right.
in deference to you,
yeah,
because of the debacle of my croaky voice last time,
right,
I have not eaten anything.
Right.
But I will tell you, I'm eyeing a Colombian chocolate cake
as
we speak. And after I speak to you, it will be my breakfast.
I love this. I mean, you are a man after my own heart here, because I, you know, forget eating five a day or any of that. Just bosh, straight away, chocolate cake, down the hole for breakfast. What makes it Colombian, out of interest? Is it the chocolate contained in it?
I think it's got some Colombian coffee on top of it as well.
Right. I mean, where do you source these amazing patisserie offerings from?
Well, I won't name it, but it's a well-known supermarket.
Okay.
I'm not so posh. I mean, given the volume I stick away, I can't really go, you know, bespoke with these things.
Oh, I don't know. I just wondered if you had some sort of handcrafted artisan bakery next door to you that kept you watered.
No, they moved away. They couldn't keep up with the demand.
No, exactly. My goodness. That is the place to move to. Next door to Fevzi. Good grief.
Wouldn't
hands
that be
down.
Good if you were wealthy enough to have your own baker?
Well, you know, my dream is to one day have a bakery somewhere near the sea. So what I need to do is figure out where it is that you're retiring to, Fevzi, and move to that town. And
why
basically,
would you want
to I'm
go
quids
there?
In.
There'll be a shortage.
Yeah, but I would be quids in and everyone would be well. Okay, right. Let's talk about the kind of gadget story of the week. And this is all to do with AI, because there is some controversy around this in acting circles at the moment.
Yeah. So this is to do with Equity, the Artists Workers Union. I used to know them as the Actors Union, but apparently they're now Artists Workers Union. They've launched a new campaign called Stop AI Stealing the Show. You'll remember their very successful campaign, Keep Music Live, since the 70s, which of course now all music is live and no one uses digital technology at all, so that went well for them. This is a story about the fact that you don't have to use the word AI. This is about the fact that technology is starting to do the jobs of people that we're not used to them doing. So we're used to sort of robots in factories, but now technology is going to take over the jobs of all sorts of people that you wouldn't have thought so before. And I hate to say it to you, but this will include technology experts, radio broadcasters,
radio presenters,
producers, and all of that. Lawyers, judges, doctors, surgeons, all sorts of people. And these artists union have now realized this rather late in the day, and they want some sort of protection. So the ways in which AI and technologies can take over the jobs of artists, be they, you know, voice artists or actors, are many. So for example, I used to buy audiobooks, and I still do sometimes. That's where an actor reads, sometimes an actor, sometimes the author, but a human being reads the book.
Yeah.
And then I used to buy Kindle sort of e-books, which are the text-based books that you can read on a tablet or a Kindle device. But I never used to use the text to speech. This is where, you know, the computer reads the text in a human-like voice. But it's got so much better. Now, can I give you an example?
Go on. Yeah.
So this is an e-book. Okay. That means there's no human beings involved in the reading of this book. Alexa, volume 6.
In Victorian times in the UK, clean water was rare, so instead people typically drank beer for hydration.
Wow. I mean, because I was expecting a robotic voice there. Yes. It's a long time since I've
one
heard
second,
any
I'll just shut her up. Alexa, volume 0. Okay.
I love the fact that everyone's smart speakers across Berkshire are now going to be playing
so
chapter 6 and muting
no
to 0. No one will be able to hear us, Fevzi. Yeah. We'll be muted, yes.
So the point is, it's got a lot better. And that's all right. You can just about still tell that's not sort of a human being reading in the moment. But what they did to get that voice is they had a voice artist record what are called phonemes.
Right.
These are the little building blocks of every word. They're not quite the same as syllables, but you can think of it in that word. They recorded all the parts, all the phonemes that exist in English speech, and then they allow them to be combined in certain ways, and they use artificial intelligence to make it flow in a more human way. Okay, so that's one thing. So the people who voice these audiobooks are now under threat, because you pay a voice artist once to record the phonemes, and that's it. And that actually happened to a radio broadcaster who I won't name, but I used to work with him. And years before anyone had ever heard of Siri, he went in and did some phoneme recordings, and he didn't really know what it was about. And years later, Apple bought the rights to those recordings, and he became the first British male voice of Siri.
Yes.
And actually, it was quite bizarre, because, chap is a friend and a former colleague, and every time I spoke to my phone, it was him.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I have a similar out of body experience every time I hear his voice, because I'm used to hearing it now as Siri, basically.
Yeah, exactly, and it's sort of strange, because the intonation is slightly off.
Yeah,
and it's not,
yeah.
And you know when AI is most creepy, and when robots are most creepy, is when they're almost like human but just a bit off.
Yeah,
and you can't it's not necessarily, you can't even quite put your finger on it, but it's just a bit off, and it makes them creepy because they're like us but not like us. If you've got a robot which is all angular and metallic, it's not creepy in the same way. But when you get these sort of robots that try and be human, and their eyes aren't quite right, and the timing of their speech, so it's like that. So anyway, so that's one way. But then you've got deep fakes as well. Now, you probably have heard of deep fakes, where they can, for example, use an actor's voice and make a video of, let's say, Barack Obama say things that he never said, for example. And that's quite bizarre. The end game of this, and I hate to tell Equity this, is that we're going to do away with actors completely. What will happen is that Hollywood will no longer put up with Hollywood actors
with huge riders demanding that all of the yellow M&Ms are taken out, that kind of thing.
What they will have is AI actors, and they will be AI in terms of their on-screen movements. They will look and behave human. They'll be as attractive as you like. You'll even be able to modify them for your own needs, right? So if you and I could watch the same film, but the acting lead could look very different for each of us. It could be modified. And so, the end game of this is not good. I think that Equity are not on a winning wicket on this one, but it is interesting to see how this will go. It does mean that, just like we know about Photoshop, that, when you see a photo, you can't necessarily believe it. We're now moving into, when you see someone say it on video or do it on video, you can't believe necessarily that thing ever happened.
Yeah, which, I mean, in many ways it feels as though we're years off this, but I very much doubt that's not the case. We are delving into the world of tech with Fevzi Turkout from GadgetDetective.com. Time to move on to your gadget of the week then, Fevzi, which this week is
the Jabra Evolve 2 75. It's a wireless PC headset with a charging dock and 8 microphones.
What? Eight microphones?
Yes, 8 microphones.
Why?
I'll explain in a minute.
Right.
So, first of all, Jabra, I think Danish company, well known for producing high quality sort of audio equipment. This is a headset which I would describe it as a hybrid headset. So some people wear, headphones to listen to music. Other people wear headsets with, little sling down boom microphones that make you look like Joe 90 or Captain Scarlet or something like that. For work, if you're making calls. It's a wireless headset, and it does both jobs equally well. And
okay.
I'll sort of explain why. So I think what's behind this design, and this is a brand new model, and it came out, I think it's designed with sort of hybrid workers in mind, people maybe who are either self-employed, working at different client sites, or maybe they work part at home now, but they're going back in the office for a couple of days a week, something like that. So they're doing quite a lot of traveling, but they're needing to work on the move. They're needing to work in open office environments or noisy home environments. And this is sort of designed for all of those things. So first of all, the type of foam it uses is quite clever, because it's a dual foam design, which means that it's good at cutting out external noise just using the physical foam, but it's also comfortable enough. I mean, I've literally worn it all day long and not worried about it. You kind of forget you have it on. People have different tolerances to these things. So that was, you know, my experience. But in addition to that, it's got this active noise cancellation. What that means is it uses electronic circuitry to cancel out the outside noise. And that, that's not unique. It's called ANC, and you find it on many headphones.
Yeah.
This one is particularly good. First of all, it's got eight microphones. Why do you need eight microphones? It allows it to differentiate between what is your voice and what is everything else, the background noise.
By,
and it does something very clever called beamforming. It works out where the noise is coming from, and it sort of points the microphones to them, essentially, and makes a beam that, that it can either focus on the area or cancel that area out. The other nice thing about it is that the active noise cancellation is variable. So everyone else's I've ever seen is either on or off. This is variable. So when you're in a very noisy environment, you can pump up the active noise cancellation to maximum, or you can just adjust it. So because often we don't want to hear nothing. You know, when you're walking down the street, for example, it's not necessarily safe to hear nothing around you, both in terms of traffic and people coming up behind you, frankly.
Yeah.
So what you can do is you can adjust it so you hear enough of the ambient noise as you like. And same in an office environment. You know, there's a slightly strange feeling if you hear nothing from outside. It makes it sound like you're in a sort of anechoic chamber where, you know, no noise comes from anywhere. So you can adjust it in that way. It's got this busy light on it. It's got two red lights, one on each ear cup. And this is a sort of full over-the-head design. And the reason for that is that, you know, like you've got your on-air light in your studio and people know not to walk into your studio and start making noise. In the same way, this is telling people that you're busy. So you don't, you know, people don't walk up to you because you've got the headset on all day, say at work, and, and the people walk up to you and start to, oh, and then you have to mouth to them, I'm on a call.
You know?
And all of this, right? So you don't need to do that. You've got a red light on one ear and you've got a red light on the other ear, and it's just saying, bog off, don't worry me now. So that's kind of, that's, it sounds like a little thing, but it's that sort of thought that makes these things very nice to use. The sound quality is excellent. The little speakers that go inside each ear cup are 4 centimeters in diameter, which is pretty huge. So that means you get a good bass response. So if you want to be listening to music, it will do that really well. The wireless range is about 30 meters on the type of Bluetooth it uses, and you get up to 36 hours of battery life per charge, which means that it will comfortably get you, you know, to work and back all day long and in the evening, and then charge it up overnight, and that's fine. There are various versions of it. One of them is particularly for people who use Microsoft Teams, and the other one's called a Universal Communication version, and that means that it will work on everything. Just a really nice thing. Comes with a good carry pouch. Choice of colours, black or beige. What is it with beige? Suddenly beige is popular again.
I don't know, because it was a worry. It just looks like it was originally white, but it just looks a bit dirty now.
Yeah,
with
no, this
beige
is more like
tech.
A coffee colour type beige. But it's kind of, it's now I'm hungry.
it doesn't take much, does it? Let's face it.
You just led me down that path, didn't you?
Yeah,
yeah. So 2-year warranty, all good. Not cheap. This is like a sort of business piece of kit that you can also use for home use. List price $374, including VAT.
Okay.
I have seen it, having said that, I've seen it for $247.
Okay, some so worth shopping around then.
Yeah, always worth shopping around. I don't know why, but it's one of these items where, you know, some of it seems to be in short supply at the moment. There's so many things, you know, electronic things that are getting hard to find. I mean, I do know why. But
when you said about, you know, a lot of people doing this more regularly now, having to have these headsets because they're working from home, and, you know, the big rise in the number of people using Zoom for work, I did think to myself, I wonder by how much sales of headsets have increased in the last 2.5 years, because I bet it's extortionate. I bet it's huge.
Hugely.
Yeah,
same as webcams.
True. Yes,
there were webcams that I used to pay £30 for, you know, basic Logitech webcam, that were selling on eBay secondhand for £150.
Wow. Gosh, okay.
You know, so and they still haven't quite returned to normal. Now the £30 webcam is now, you know, maybe £50 or £60.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still not good. Yeah, no, that's part of it, and chip shortages and all the rest of it. But you're right, people sort of upgraded their technology when they needed to work from home. And we should do a feature about that sometime, because there's a lot of people now struggling with their inadequate computers, trying to, you know, work at home and don't know how to make them secure and all of that. So it's a big topic. But yeah, so these Jabra Evolve 2 75s, 4.5 stars out of 5, really exemplary piece of kit. If you have trouble finding it, you can actually, you should shop around, but Jabra's own website, jabra.co.uk, they have stock of some models and back orders of the other ones, or that well-known website named after a South American river has some of them in stock. So, you know, it's all good. 4.5 stars.
Sounds as though they may be within a fighting chance of blocking out my children's repeated requests for snacks during calls as well, which I've been permanently searching for at least 2 years now.
Yeah, no, they really, really are good. I mean, you've got noise cancellation two ways. The fact that they're physically sitting on your ears, you know, with the foam over them, and that helps. But the active noise cancellation is very clever. And this model, which is brand new, it's in the newer generation of products that existed before from Jabra. One thing they did was they updated the processors in them. They're much faster and they're just more effective at doing that, because active noise cancellation is quite a clever trick, because what it does is it looks at the sound wave and does the opposite of it and therefore cancels it to zero. So it produces the anti-wave in real time. It doesn't know what sound's going to come in, so that it does that in real time, and that takes quite a bit of processing power to do it. And they've updated the processor, and it's lovely. I you know, every now and then you come across a piece of technology that actually just makes your life a bit better, and I think this falls into that category.
Yeah, well, something else that will make your life a bit better is getting your chops around that Colombian chocolate cake. So you are now free to go and enjoy it in all of its chocolatey goodness. Fevzi, lovely to catch up as usual. That's Fevzi Turkout from GadgetDetective.com.